What's your name?
Alex Hakes.
What does LGBTQ mean to you?
LGBT means that it's a spectrum of people. It's individuals who have found their own identity, who live their lives in a certain way that might not be morally acceptable for others, but these individuals are comfortable with it. They were born like that. There's no way to fix it. LGBT pretty much means individuals living their life, individuals being open and free and susceptible to judgment, but they don't really care.
Is it hard trying to find a date?
No, kinda, yes. Here in Wayne County, there's not really, the gay community is not really prevalent, especially at IU East. Being a college student and not venturing out much, it's kind of hard to find someone, but, it's kind of hard.
Does your family know, and what do they think?
Yeah, they know. My mom's, very accepting of it. Coming from a Spanish, or Latino, household, being gay and being Latino weren't too common growing up in Puerto Rico. A majority of the population is Catholic, and with Catholicism, you can't really be gay and live your life. So when I told my mom, I thought she was going to be like pissed, she was going to be mad at me, she was going to be like disappointed, but no, she was completely okay with it. She was just kept reassuring me that she loved me, she didn't care what I did.
Are you religious, and how does religion and homosexuality relate to you?
Yes, I'm very religious. I believe that God is the center of my universe, and everything I do correlates around Him. Primarily with religion and homosexuality, I really don't see a barrier, I would say. I really don't see... A lot of people see a barrier, I guess, between the two subjects, but personally, I don't see anything standing in my way of loving the Creator who created me and the entire universe and believing in Him.
What do people first think?
People first think of me that they don't see me as a gay person. They see me as... They don't think that I'm gay. They think that I'm... I don't know. They just, like, don't think that I'm gay. And once I finally tell them, they're like, "Sister Shook." They're like, "Whoa, what the fuck?" And I was... But once I tell people, they're like perfectly okay with it. So.
Well, is there any advice you'd give for struggling LGBTQ teens or really just people?
Right. Just love yourself. I grew up, it was hard for me to find myself and actually love myself. And once I did, I became a totally different person. I became a lot happier. I became a lot open within myself and with other people. I became someone who everyone wanted to be around, and I would make them laugh just because I was so much happier because I found my true identity, my true self. And just for those kids, it's just growing up, just know that there's someone out there that does love you and does accept you, and you should do whatever it takes to find them.
Do you consider yourself part of the gay community?
No.
Why is that?
I don't have a strong tie with the gay community, in general, I would say. Not just talking primarily about Wayne County, Richmond, but within, like, Indiana itself, I don't really... a lot of gay people attend, like, the Pride parades. I don't really find that, like, interesting to me. I don't really find that enthralling. I tend to just... keep me and my sexuality to myself and with another. If I were to have a partner, I'd have it open with them, obviously, but I just keep it under wraps, you know?
Who would you consider to be your homosexual role model?
My gay role model, okay. Gay role model. RuPaul. Just because he's so open and, so open and, like, loves himself and does everything for the community that's most possible. Hold on, let me think. No, I have another one, should I think. Dylan Guyke, he is a wrestler from Colombia. a very like social, very social media present. He's a social media influencer, and he, as an athlete and being gay, he was completely okay with it. His family was totally loving for it, and I really relate to him because I was an athlete. I played baseball for 4 years, and everyone loved me for it. And once I became gay, they really accepted me, and I just really relate with him. So,
anything else you feel you want to add to this? All right, thank you.
Nada mucho.